Preface. There are a couple things you should know before we begin our journey out of your hole. First, Butterflies Are Free to Fly is available for free as an ebook in many different formats. I invite you to download an ebook version as well as this audiobook version for some very simple reasons. For example, there are over 250 footnoted references in the ebook. I wanted to make sure you knew that what I am saying is not my own opinion, but in fact has other documented sources. So every time I could, I embedded an internet link in the ebook to let you check out those references for yourself. Obviously, that's not possible in this audiobook version. In fact, I will not even mention when something I say has a footnote, nor read the footnote in this audiobook. That's why I suggest you download an ebook version so you can check out these footnoted references for yourself. The ebook is available for free at www.butterfliesfree.com. There are also about a dozen times when I suggest you watch a video on YouTube in the process of reading this book to help clarify a point I'm trying to make. In this audiobook version, it's not possible for me to give you the link to those videos, nor possible for you to write it down in many cases. So I will simply refer to the fact that there is a video to watch that might be helpful in following along with the thoughts of this book. And if you have an ebook version, you can later go to the chapter you're listening to and click on the embedded link to watch the video. From time to time, I also use pictures and graphs to explain the model I'm discussing. I will do my best in this audiobook to give you a detailed description of those pictures or graphs, but obviously it would be helpful if you could see them for yourself, which you could do later if you have an ebook version as well. The point is that having an ebook version to go along with this audiobook version can be very helpful. Again, you can download one for free at www.butterfliesfree.com. The next thing you should know is that many scouts like me have experiences that are hard to explain when they return to their group. It's not easy trying to get people to understand something they have never directly experienced. So I often use quotations from other sources. These quotes are not there to prove I am right, just because someone else whose name you might recognize said the same thing. They are included mainly to try to further explain a concept which can be difficult to grasp and offer another viewpoint using words different than mine which you may relate to more easily. With very few exceptions, all the quotes have embedded footnotes in the ebook version to give you the opportunity to check out my sources for yourself. I have also included some Hollywood movie suggestions at the end of a few chapters. These movies are not supposed to be viewed as perfect examples of the information you just read, but close enough to the subject matter to be interesting and pertinent, as well as entertaining. And finally, most of us apparently learn most easily when we can compare something new to something we already understand, called a datum of comparable magnitude. For example, if I were to try to tell you about a new game I saw while I was out scouting called Blat Plop and suggest you might enjoy playing it, you'd most likely have many questions before being willing to engage and ask for further explanation. But Blat Plop cannot be explained directly. It's so different than any other game known to man. So, what do I do? Well, I tell you that Blat Plop is like American football, except there's no ball and no goalposts. Now at least you have some idea of what I'm talking about, as crazy and incomprehensible as it sounds. Your mind probably pictures a bunch of men running around a field all dressed up in heavy pads and helmets, which is true about Blat Plop. But you still have no idea what they're doing or why. When I said Blat Plop is like American football, I was using a simile, comparing two different things to create a new meaning. There's something else called a metaphor. A metaphor is a figure of speech using one thing to mean another and makes a comparison between the two. For example, Shakespeare's line, "All the world's a stage," is a metaphor comparing the whole world to a theater stage. A metaphor is a lot like a simile, but without the direct comparative wording. We could turn Shakespeare's metaphor into a simile by adding the word like. All the world is like a stage. On the other hand, an analogy shows similarity between things that might seem different, much like an extended metaphor or simile. But analogy isn't just a form of speech. It can also be a logical argument. If two things are alike in some ways, they are alike in some other ways as well. Analogy is often used to help provide insight by comparing an unknown subject to one that is more familiar. Then there is something called an allegory, which is a one-to-one comparison or substitution of something figurative for something literal. While this is very similar to a metaphor, allegories are usually more subtle and a lot more involved, taking up entire books and pieces of art. I say all of this for two reasons. First, I'm forced to use a lot of similes, metaphors, and analogies in this book, and begin the book with an allegory, to try to explain what I've seen as a scout that is difficult at times to describe, and very new in many cases. I wish there were words and ways to say exactly what I've found without having to make these comparisons, but there aren't. It's that simple. Secondly, I apparently have a small brain malfunction. Maybe it's the mad cow. Despite all previous efforts and diligent study, and the definitions and differentiations I gave you above between metaphor and analogy, I still can't tell the difference. So I warn you right now, and any English teachers who may be listening, that I might confuse those two words. If you wish, any such error can simply be chalked up to my personal weakness in this area. Just be prepared for a lot of metaphors and analogies, whichever they may be. Like,